What's going on, beautiful internet family? My name is Dan Davis, and I'm the creative director here on DansTube.tv, which is Australia's number one ranked drone YouTube channel. And today I'm joined by George Simpson. He is the founder of DronePick, which is this website that you can see in the background here. A really, really cool option, especially for Christmas. It basically allows you to turn your aerial photos, all of your drone photos, into a printed canvas. And if you're a photographer as well, there are some options potentially to make some money out of this. So really, really cool opportunity. I'll just show you, like, as I scroll down, some of the prints that you can actually get printed onto canvas. And as we go through this live stream, you'll actually see what those prints look like on canvas. And just to start off, I'm gonna bring George in, and he's gonna kind of explain how DronePick came to be. George and I actually met on a drone meetup that we did on the Sunshine Coast, which kind of evolved, developed into us doing a live stream together. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to bring George in, and he's going to kind of talk through DronePick and explain how it all came to be. Cool. Hey, George. How you going?
Hey, guys. How are we?
So,
good. I'm getting a bit of echo out back here. Hearing doubled.
Oh, you are?
Yep.
How about now? Is that better?
Still hearing myself through the batch.
Very weird. I wonder, people in the comments, we've got 11 people watching right now. Does anyone else hear an echo as it's coming through? Let us know. Might be best to maybe unplug the headphones. We went through a whole thing before we went live about the headphones. Let's just say, yeah, there's nothing worse than hearing your own voice as you're talking. So off-putting. No echo for them. It must just be on your end. It must be through the headphones. Anyway, okay, I'll jump back. What was that? I'm just kind of showing the website. So these are the canvas options that you have. 30 by 20 centimeter canvas, and you can go up to 100 by 75. So there's a bunch of different canvas sizes that you can go through here. You can see there's a bunch of different related products as well. And from my understanding, the creators or the people that post some of these aerial photos, they can kind of have like their own portfolio of their own photos. So then if, let's say, for example, you've got a solid fan base and people really love the photos that you're posting, it allows you to kind of have like a profile set up where people can, you know, come and potentially buy multiple prints from you. If they really like the photo that you've got, you know, of a lighthouse, let's say, they might go, okay, I'm gonna grab that. And then they might come across and go, I also really like this photo here that you've got of the ocean. So that's really cool that you can kind of have your own little portfolio and people can come over. All right, let's just quickly see.
How's that now?
Yeah, that seems to be working quite well.
Sweet. I've got you guys a little bit lower.
That's okay.
That's fine.
Got that unique angle. All right. So, yeah, tell us a little bit about DronePick, how it came to be, how the idea was developed, and how it all started.
So DronePick started would have been a good couple years ago now, but now it's only sort of just taken off life pretty much November last year. I was working in real estate and doing a couple things there with the drone back and forth, and I wanted to make my own website. I had some nice pretty pictures I wanted to sell, but then someone at the real estate agency was saying, maybe why don't you make a website for other people as well, and instead of just giving myself the opportunity, now giving everyone else the opportunity.
Yeah,
so
right.
It's a multi-vendor website, totally free to join, free to sell. That's pretty much about it. We look after everything. You guys just upload, we advertise,
do everything like that. Yeah. And so when you started, because I'm sure that there were maybe some logistical challenges of trying to get things printed onto canvas. Like, how did it actually start? Like, what was the first print that you remember selling?
It wasn't even my print. It was some 16-year-old kid out in, I think it was Western Australia there. One of the first people printed, which was, I'm glad it was someone like him. I think it was just a family member buying from him. And so it was probably the best way to start it, practice like that. But the hardest part of the whole starting up this whole drone pick is the website building. I don't think people realize how hard website building is. Luckily, I had a good friend that can work around WordPress there, and so that's where we started, and I've pretty much learned everything from beyond that. It's, I think I know a lot, but I know nothing about WordPress. It's solid.
Yeah, it's a whole space. Yeah, one of my friends uses WordPress, and yeah, I have no idea at all. And some of the, like, the bugs that can come up, like you can change something on WordPress and then it brings up so many other issues where, you know, a site builder like Squarespace, for example, it's like, yeah, you may not have the full customization there, but if you change something, typically you don't have a lot of errors surface. So yeah, I feel that, because I know that anything you change is like a roll-on effect potentially to other features.
Oh, it's so in-depth. I'm still learning every single day. It's crazy.
Yeah. And so, like, the name, I love the name Drone Pick. Was that the first name that you decided on, or were there previous names before you came to Drone Pick?
Drone Pick, I guess that sort of came down to it being a multi-vendor. You have so many different photographers working all around the world. Customers can come on and pick, P-I-C-K, the photo they want for their wall. But also we are doing digital commercial copies as well, but mainly canvas we're looking after.
Yeah.
So people just flip it.
Yeah, that's awesome. And so, like, for people to understand the process, so how, like, if they were to go on the website, they found a photo, they really liked it, and they wanted to then have that printed on a canvas, like, what actually happens on the back end? How does that all happen to get their order to their house as such?
So once they've completed their order, they've chosen the size they want for canvas, we will literally send it off to the printing company, and then it looks after all from there. So we're print on demand. We don't hold any copies. Obviously, I have printed a couple previews, but yeah, we don't hold anything. I don't have the storage here for it.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, that would be a nightmare, I'm sure.
Thousands. There's hundreds and hundreds of photos uploaded. And every couple of days now, there's new products getting uploaded. So it's very overwhelming a bit.
Yeah, I'd imagine. Do you have any examples there that you can show people?
Yeah, I will show you guys this one first. So this is our smallest size print here. It's a 30 by 20. So nice. This is one of Phil's Media on Instagram there. This is his photo, the Colosseum at night. Not many people are going to be seeing this sort of view. We're very, very happy to have this on the website. It's one, also another one from Phil.
Yeah, nice. Love that one. So yeah, Phil's really
helped. This is 30 by 20 still. Still a great size. All ready to hang.
Yeah, awesome. Oh, so that's how it comes to the house. When you order it, it comes ready to hang, comes exactly as you're showing it.
Ready to hang. And then this is one of mine.
Oh, that's cool. That's a larger one.
Yeah, larger. Yeah.
That's
this
awesome.
Is not the biggest one. Our biggest one, is a lot bigger than this, but yeah, for sure. This is beautiful. Can obviously go vertical.
Yeah. That's really nice. That's really cool. What do you find is the most popular size?
I think 30 by 20 is because it's such a good little gift office size print. It is the smallest one, but people can, if you've got a small office cubicle, at least you can put something smaller in the background there.
Yeah.
So it's one of those things that, say, a family member or a friend is trying to support the photographer that's uploading to the page. They're usually going for one of these. But yeah, you could fill a whole wall up with one of just the 30 by 20s.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome. That's really cool. Nice. And so just to kind of take it back, so before the website was developed, before you started doing this, how did you even discover drones? What was your first memory of getting into drones?
So one of my good friends, we were out camping just a little bit north from where I am here on the Sunshine Coast, Double Island. And he's a massive photographer, mainly into the DSLRs, but he did have a drone with him. And we saw some whales breaching, just very similar to like my shot here.
Yeah.
There was a pot of three dolphin whales, and I think it could have been some dolphins too, but he was just following, and I was like, oh geez, he had the best photos. I was like, I'm buying a drone. So I ended up buying the Mavic 3, had that for about a year or two, then lost that in the ocean.
Oh no. It's now part of the whale family somewhere.
Yeah, it is. Sadly, yeah.
That's devastating. That's not a cheap drone as well to lose.
No, yeah, I bought it as it's sort of quite recently new too, so.
Yeah.
You learn from mistakes, but.
You do, yeah. And then I remember at our meetup, you had the Mini 3 Pro.
Mini 3 Pro with the highlighter yellow wrapped around it. Yeah. So you need to stand out, especially for a meet, you need to stand out.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. Yeah, that's cool. Okay. And so just with the drone pick side of things, because I mentioned it at the beginning, but it probably makes more sense for you to kind of explain how it all works. So from my understanding, if someone is a photographer and they're taking a lot of aerial photography, is it true that they have the opportunity to kind of have their own profile? They can start to become a creator, I guess you would call it, on the website?
So we've given the name of artists. We're calling them artists. So drone specific photography, as long as they're doing that, they're good to upload. But yeah, they do get their own storefront, they get their own URL name, same thing with product links as well. But they can customize quite a bit into their store as well. It's almost like having a Facebook profile, but you're just doing it on our website and you can sell straight from it.
Right. Perfect. Which I guess is very similar to Facebook, right? It's like Facebook's the one hosting the site and then they're the artist or the creator. Yeah.
Just like Facebook Marketplace. Yeah.
Yeah. And so what does that mean then? So is there a approval process? How do people actually get approved?
So they'll upload their picture and then myself, I'll go through all the pictures pending approval. I've got to make sure every single picture is actually taken from a drone. So I can look into a little background information of each individual photo, just making sure, because we're hitting that niche of drone specific photography and we're not letting anything else slide in. Once approved, we fix all the descriptions, pricing, we set everything for you, and then it's all good to go live. But there is a review process for sure.
Yeah, which is really good, right? Because it's like, it could be very easy, I'm sure, for people to creep through potentially with photos that aren't even drone photos, or
you could be in a helicopter with your iPhone, take a photo, it's like, oh, it looks like a drone photo, but then we'll look in the background, it says iPhone.
Yeah, right, because the metadata is there, right? You'd be able to see. And so, like, once you've seen that, like, let's say someone's just starting out and they've got like an Instagram profile, they've just started posting a few aerial photos, and then they submit, let's say, two photos to the site, would you then actually look through their socials as well to see their presence, or is it more so just the photo they're posting directly to the site?
More so the photo to the site, but in regards to the socials there, we'll be throwing them onto our socials, checking them out, but mainly the site.
Yeah, cool. And then just to like confirm for people, like, so do people have the opportunity to make some money then if their prints are sold, if their photos are sold as prints?
For sure. Yeah. So there is a little commission fee we take from each sale, but they definitely get the big chunk of the sale for sure.
Yeah.
Especially if they're going digital, they pretty much get nearly 99%.
Yeah, right. Yeah, and it's understandable that a fee would have to be taken because you're the one coordinating the printing.
Yeah. It's a lot of sitting behind the computer for sure.
Yeah, okay. And so like where things are at now then, like was this the vision when you initially started? Was this the plan of where you wanted to get to?
Or did you have a different plan? I believe so. There is so much more ahead of us. For sure though, I think probably from a year ago, I think this is the point where we want to be for sure.
Yeah.
And it's great to see, like, I believe it's 85 photographers all signed up to drone pick now.
Awesome. That's really cool.
Not everyone's as active as each other, but you get some of the regulars always uploading. It's always nice to see fresh content come through for sure.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. We've just got a question here from Danny. Is it okay if I don't have a social to upload photos to DronePic?
100% for sure.
Yeah.
And we will actually advertise everyone's pictures on the DronePic socials anyways. So it'll give you a little bit more advertising on the DronePic side.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah. Yeah, because there's definitely been a lot of people that I've met that are talented, extremely talented photographers, but they maybe don't love the idea of posting their stuff on socials.
Yeah, yeah.
People like that definitely out there that aren't the biggest fan of socials. So that's awesome that they don't have to have the social proof as such. You know, like it's just if their photos are quality, if they're drone photos, you know, they'll be able to come on.
Yeah, no, it's definitely a great spot. Yeah, as I said before, we upload, repost everything. We make it into a Canvas mock-up and upload it to our social media, Facebook, Instagram, and then the occasional TikTok.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. And so, like, I don't know how much you can talk about it, but what's the future plan, the future goals? Do you have things in the pipework?
For sure. So once the website starts picking up a little bit more, with more photographers, we want to try and go into the hire option. So if it be weddings, real estate, everyone will have their own sort of niche, but it comes back down to the drone certificates you need for each drone. I understand if you're under the 250 subcategory there for your drone weight, you can sort of get away with not needing a certificate. That's okay. Going to be the hardest part of working around it, but we're definitely going to look into the hire option. So we'll look after the events. People come reach out to us. Hey, I've got a wedding this Saturday. I just would love to have some aerial shots from one of your drone photographers. Do you have anyone in this area? And then we'll send off the drone photographer if possible.
Right, right. Well, so are you saying, sorry, an opportunity potentially for people to get like paid work in their area or people advertise for jobs as such?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. So we'll have... It'll be almost like a seek. Hey, we've got this job popping up here, say in Brisbane, a wedding on Saturday. Do you want to do it for sure? But yeah, obviously, right. With drones, it can be very weather dependent. So it's going to be a lot harder than your typical photography. Drones for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So JM photography. I'm new. Am I supposed to submit photos? Yeah. So. Is it, I mean, I could share my screen. Maybe you could talk us through where people would go.
Yeah, for sure.
Is that a plan? There you go.
If you want to make an account right now, so head up to the account page there at the top next to Cup. So with this one, you're actually registering to be a vendor. So clicking on a vendor and now it's going to put in all your details. I'm not sure if you want to share everything with everyone.
No.
because it's going to ask for all your payment details, your PayPal, bank details.
Oh, right. Okay.
But once you get to the vendor dashboard there, for sure, you'll have to drag and drop each individual photo, give it a description, title, be creative as well with titles, guys, for sure.
Yeah, right. Because I'd imagine that would maybe contribute to SEO as well, like the discoverability. Yeah,
for sure. So we've probably got pretty close to 300 tags, unique tags you can get onto. Just things from having New South Wales to Sydney to Opera House, and that's all SEO background information. So no customer's going to see the tags, but when they start typing in, say, Opera House or Bondi Beach, it'll start coming up.
Yeah, right. And so, like, let's just give people an example of... what a profile would look like. How would I find someone's
profile? From this point here, you can go to vendor information.
Yeah.
And then
this
is me. Out of all photos you picked, it's me.
No, that wasn't even intended at all. Let's go. Well, we can show that one. Oh.
Yeah, there you go. So you can have it set up. You've got all your social medias. Connected to the page there. I've got the little Facebook, Instagram. Obviously, you've also got a follow and share buttons there. So follow is if you've made an account and you actually like, this is more of a customer side, and you like the photographer, I'm keeping an eye when they upload new photos. You hit follow, you'll get an email notification straight away.
Yeah, Perfect. That's awesome. Yeah, nice. And yeah, so Prince is where people can just go on and discover.
Yeah, that's all our prints there for sure.
Yeah. People. And like even though it's dronepic.com.au, my understanding is that it's still a worldwide offering. Is that right? As in like photographers from around the world.
Around the world, yeah, yeah. We're even shipping to places like Hong Kong, Canada, the US, the UK, not just Australia, we're shipping to.
Yeah, awesome. That's really cool.
But and yeah, so when any photographer anywhere, you'd just be paid in USD equivalent, AUD equivalent.
Yeah.
Australia.
Yeah. Yeah, that's awesome. That's really cool. And so you've got some plans to open up more of a hiring platform by the sounds of it at some point in the future.
For sure. Yeah, when the page starts picking up a bit more there. And I'm definitely trying to encourage more people to get onto more digital side of the photos. So if people are happy, it'll be a commercial copy that we can sell off to people. Just as I was saying before the stream here, that I had a real estate agent owner hit me up yesterday morning. Hey, do you have 12 photos of the Sunshine Coast? I need photos from all the way from Noosa down south to Caloundra. So I didn't have too many Caloundra shots, but I've got some down Coolum, Noosa Way, sent them off, put them onto the website. And next thing, they get an email notification, here's my beer money.
Yeah. That's cool, Alex.
Yeah,
the digital, I imagine there'd be less, well, there'd definitely be less overheads, right, for everyone involved.
Well, it's so much, a lot easier. There's obviously no printing, even for the printing company, it's easier. So, as soon as they order a digital copy, it gets emailed straight to their email.
Yeah.
The email link.
That's really cool. Yeah, and I imagine those kind of scenarios. I know my friend works in real estate locally around where I am. And, not long ago, maybe a year or so ago, he already had a bunch of footage from the area of all the different points. I live around the Redlands, so it's Wellington Point, Cleveland Point, and all that. And he had some stuff, but he was kind of I know that you are constantly filming, you're constantly taking photos around the area. Like, what do you have? Could you just dump your hard drive for me? So I just gave him everything that he was looking for, basically. So then he can use that for his own content for the real estate side of things. So there would definitely be a market there, right? Because it's especially real estate, because it's typically you look at a video or a photo and it's they're typically showing aerial shots to show you how close the property is to landmarks.
Yeah, to the beach especially, yes. If you're coastal, you've got some good inland to coastal photos, it could be a great opportunity for you.
Yeah, that's really cool. Have you had, is there any other commercial space that you think would benefit from DronePic or anyone else that's reached out that you think could be a target area?
Good question. Probably big businesses actually. So say there's a local business that specializes, maybe it's a cafe, they want to do their own website, but they need some nice pretty background pictures for their website being made.
Mm.
Literally, we're perfect for that. They get the copy, they can put it on their website. Same thing for social media as well. If they want some fresh stuff to put up, there you go. There's some nice photos.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, my mind immediately goes to as well, when you think about going to a really nice cafe close to the water, for example, and what would actually be really lovely is printed canvases on their wall, of the area. Like aerial shots of the beach, aerial shots of their cafe in relation to the beach, whatever it may be. Because you do see that occasionally. You'll see a canvas print in a cafe. And that you can tell that it's not in the area. They've just gone and got a generic beach shot of somewhere. But imagine, the difference if it actually was a shot from that area that you're in.
that would
add a nice element to it for sure.
Well, we've added a real small little block there in the selling category with selling tips with DronePic, and it actually includes that. So even Airbnbs, we really encourage the photographers to do their own advertising because that's the best way you're going to get the sales. So you could reach out to Airbnbs, restaurants, cafes, just like you said. Hey, I've got these photos uploaded to DronePic. You can order straight from the website. It's delivered straight to your front door. Choose from so many sizes sort of thing. But there is a little selling tips tab there for us as well.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, I think I've got it here. Let me just so under the cell section.
Yeah, so cell section, scroll down a little bit down to the bottom there. Tips to selling, and it's going to open up. So just a quick little blog there. Also, a lot of people have hit me up as well. Hey, how do I use the Instagram link sticker button? And we've put that in there too.
Yeah, that's a big one, because for a long time you just could not link on Instagram unless you had like 10,000 followers.
Yeah.
But now there is that option. It's a button that's been there for a while now. I thought they were going to remove it at some point, but no, it's still there.
Yeah, you can customize it too. So, hey, have you seen this? Buy this limited time only print sort of thing. Yeah,
that's great. That's a great point. Yeah, nice. And so let me just remove that again. So you mentioned the hiring side of things. You've got a few other options, digital side of things in the mm-hmm. pipework. Is there anything else that you've got in the pipework that you want to share? I mean, obviously that's a lot already.
There is some other things, but I probably shouldn't say, but people who are signed up, yeah, just stay keen for sure.
Okay. Yeah. Because with the thing I'm curious about is with, like, let me just quickly share the screen. So this, for example, like obviously when you go to dronepick.com.au, the first thing you see is this page, right? So obviously this point here is like prime real estate as such on the web page. How do you get selected? Are these randomized or are these chosen based on?
They're all randomized. We give everyone the equal opportunity. Same thing with the stores option too. I don't want to do any favorites with any photographers. Everyone is all random.
Yeah.
That's a beautiful shot.
Yeah, that is. I think I saw that. Yeah, I think you posted that not long ago.
Yeah.
That's great. That's cool. So there's a cover photo. There's our Instagram. Yeah, I'm just kind of showing what it looks like. That's cool.
It's got some great shots there.
Yeah, nice. Making sure I don't remove the wrong one. There we go. We're back. Cool. And so for you then, like how would you say your relationship is now with flying your drone? Like, are you regularly going out flying? Are you regularly, you know, out and about, or are you finding that you don't have the time for it as much? How do you find that balance?
Good question. Initially, when I first started this, it dropped off so quickly. I was barely doing anything. I was just relying on all the other photographers. I was like, I got to try and make some sales myself, because understand trying to push the whole site, but I want to try and push myself too. So that's when I bought the Mini 3 Pro there. The best reason with the Mini 3 Pro that got me super excited was the vertical portrait filming.
Yeah.
And so I wanted to do more reels. Ended up using it for my Europe trip just back in June there. And that went off great. And then ever since, I've just been trying to upload as much as possible. I wanted to get out today on the Sunshine Coast, but it's pretty overcast today. And it's pretty windy.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get it as much as possible for sure.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Because that's it. Like, I know for myself, right? Like, it's like someone asked me the question the other day when I was on a podcast. They're like, how do you find the balance between flying for the love of it and like flying with the intention of trying to post content kind of thing?
Yeah.
It's like, that can sometimes be a hard balance, right? Because like my mind's immediately like, oh, I took that cool photo, or that's a really nice video I got. And then my mind immediately goes to like, oh, how can I use that in a project? Or how is that going to turn out in a whatever I'm doing? So like, I find that can sometimes be a little bit of a challenge to find that balance.
Yeah, for sure.
Because it's the excitement of it is what it's all about as well. Like getting those moments that you don't even expect, especially like with whales, right? Because it's like, you don't know what to expect. You don't know if you're going to get many. Yeah. 100%.
Yeah. Any sort of marine life. I think I was out in Coolum about a month ago, and I've been filming with drones for like 4 years now. Never filmed a shark. Ended up filming a little bull shark out in Coolum. I was over the moon, more happy than I was with any whale or dolphin. It's like a shark scene. Never. You think, you hear about sharks all the time, but no, never seen them. Never.
Yeah.
Always.
Yeah, they seem to definitely be a lot rarer. Even like all the Instagram pages that I'm following in Australia, like you very rarely see like shark photos or shark. When you do, you're kind of like, oh, wow, okay.
Yeah, unless maybe in WA, that's it.
Yeah. There's some cool photos I've seen recently with sharks where you just see like a school of fish, and then you see the shark coming between it, and you see the fish just kind of surrounding the shark.
That's really impressive. Don't swim there though. I wouldn't.
Yeah. You don't want to be one of those fish. Yeah.
Oh, geez.
Yeah. Cool. All right. So, so we've kind of gone through what the process looks like for people to sign up, or if people, because also it's a perfect gift, right? It's like Christmas is coming up. If there's prints on there that people are wanting, that's obviously an option for people to just go on and be like, I'd imagine they just create an account and then they could just purchase their own print. Is there an option like for people, so can anyone, like without being an artist, can anyone upload a photo to then get it printed, or do you need to become an artist to have your photo printed?
Yeah, you need to become an artist. Obviously, if you did want something printed, best way, become an artist, and we can maybe talk about getting a wholesale price for you sent to your door.
Yeah. But there's options for people, because like as I'm scrolling through, there's also a bunch of like, I guess, standout locations or spots that people would know anyway from around the world. But there's a lot of Australian ones I'm seeing popping up. So there's probably things in there for people that they would want to get anyway for family members, or it is really, it's a great gift, right? Even like you said, with like a cubicle, if someone works in an office space and they're really into their drones, it's a nice way to kind of separate, you know, that work life. Cause I mean, working in an office space sometimes, you might not have too many windows, right? So to have something like that can remind you of, the thing you're really into could be really nice.
Exactly, yeah. Even if it's your hometown photo, like, we're trying to get a photo photographer in each town and state there for sure. So if someone's not local to their home, at least, there'll be some photos online for them.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. That's it. Are there any areas that, like, you do need content from in Australia?
I'd like to say everywhere, even though there's 85 photographers uploaded, but every single view is going to be different. Every photo is going to be different. So if I can have everything,
that'd
be great. Give everyone the opportunity to see the world.
Of course. And that's the thing that's so unique about drones, right? Like even when we did that meetup recently, like even the weather was terrible and no one really got any footage, but you know, in an ideal scenario where you are flying in the same location with someone, I've done it a few times where you fly in the same location, you tell the other person where you are, you know, I'm at 30 meters, I'm at 40 meters, and you kind of navigate what you're doing. But like, there's a key point that you want to both focus on. And then when you review the footage or the video, you know, the photos or the videos later, you find that completely different perspective, because everyone's got their own creative lens anyway. So like you said, even the same location, it's going to look different from a different drone and also from a different person.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, so crazy different angles, yeah.
That's it for sure. Yeah. And so before we wrap up today, is there anything else that we haven't touched on, anything that you think would be helpful to share, or are you happy with what we've gone through?
Pretty happy with what we've gone through. Good question. I think we're pretty good. Hey.
Yeah. Like, so for people who are listening in, they would either go to the website dronepic.com.au, or they can come to the socials. I know that on Instagram you're quite active posting a lot of the artists' content anyway, and a lot of the stories there. Maybe that's a good way as well for people to get a taste of what it looks like to be an artist and a taste of what DronePic's about anyway.
Yep. Come to the socials or the website straight away, hit the account button there, and register as a vendor, that which is an artist, and you're pretty much good to start uploading from there. We'll approve you and you're all live.
Awesome. Cool. All right. Well, I appreciate your time, George. It was good to catch up. And if anyone's got any questions, I'm sure they can reach out to you through DronePic. Are you the one who's normally monitoring the DronePic messages?
Yeah. I think I'm 99% everything DronePic now. So there is a contact form down the bottom as well on the website if you guys do need a contact. Otherwise, social media is just as easy.
Awesome. Cool. All right. Well, I appreciate your time, man. And I'm sure we'll catch up at some point in the future.
Thank you very much for having me, Dan.
No worries, man.
Cheers. Talk soon.